Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onale Tini. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that left-wing extremism restricted the development in the affected areas, but now the development is reaching to these regions under the Narendra Modi government. Mr. Shah stressed that anyone who takes up arms will be dealt with strictly and a bullet is answered with a bullet. He was replying to the discussion in the Lok Sabha under Rule 193 on efforts to free the country from left-wing extremism. The Home Minister said the Red Corridor was created by the Naxalites in 12 states and the rule of law ended in the affected areas, highlighting the steps taken by the Modi government to free the country from left-wing extremism after 2014. Mr. Shah said the security apparatus has been strengthened with the creation of 596 fortified police stations. He said Naxalite-affected districts, which were 126 in 2014, have now been reduced to two districts. He said Naxalism has nearly ended in Chhattisgarh's Bastar region.
Today, Naxalism has been almost eradicated from Bastar. A campaign was launched to establish a school in every single village across Bastar. A drive was undertaken to open a ration shop in every village within the region. PHCS and CHCS have been established in every tehsil and panchayat. Aadhaar cards and ration cards have been issued to the people and they are now receiving 5 kilograms of food grains. The shadow of red terror loomed over the region. That is why development failed to reach them. Today, that shadow has been lifted and Bastar is now on the path of development.
Mr. Shah lauded the efforts of paramilitary, state police forces and people associated with the drive to end the left-wing extremism in the country. Earlier, initiating the debate, Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Shinde hailed the efforts of Narendra Modi's government, paramilitary and police forces to make the country free from Naxalism. Participating in the discussion, Saptagiri Sankar Ullaka of the Congress said that several efforts were also taken during the UPA government to eliminate Naxalism.
The UPA government took several steps to eliminate Naxalism. Our approach was multi-pronged. We focused on providing security, deploying security forces, addressing development issues and granting rights to tribal communities. We worked on promoting development. The Cobra unit, which is a unit of the Central Armed Forces, was also established during the UPA government in 2008.
The Principal District and Sessions Court, Kohima, yesterday sentenced a 44-year-old man to 6 months' rigorous imprisonment after convicting him of sexual harassment under relevant sections of the Indian Penal Code, IPC. The court also imposed a fine of 10,000 rupees with an additional 2 months' simple imprisonment in case of default. The court observed that the offence was serious and affected the dignity of a woman while also considering mitigating factors before awarding the sentence. Deputy Commissioner Mokokchun Ajit Kumar Verma yesterday maintained that the village council as an authorised institution of the government has great responsibilities to bring about changes through guidance and awareness among the masses. He was addressing a systematic voters' education and electoral participation cum coordination meeting with the Longkhum Village Council yesterday in view of the forthcoming by-election to 28 Koridang Assembly constituency. Mr. Verma reiterated that the electioneering machinery will be constantly coordinating with the council to ensure a peaceful, free and fair conduct of the election process. After the awareness program, the Deputy Commissioner and DEO along with officials inspected all the polling stations at the village. The Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority, NSDMA, under the Home Department Nagaland, has cautioned the public against the circulation of misleading weather advisory graphics on social media. In a press release issued yesterday, the NSDMA said a graphic titled Nagaland Weather Advisory March 25th to 29th has been widely shared using NSDMA data but featuring an incorrectly generated district map. We have a report.
DMA clarified that while the weather-related information in the graphic appears to have been sourced from official data, the district mapping and visual representation are inaccurate and do not reflect its official assessment or communication. The NSDMA warned that the circulation of such altered or unofficial weather-related content, including wrongly generated maps in its name, amounts to misinformation and may create confusion regarding risk-prone areas and public safety preparedness. It urged the public to rely only on official official advisories and updates issued through its verified communication channels and those of the government of Nagaland. Karhur, Akashvani News, Kohima.
For accurate and real-time alerts, the NSDMA encouraged citizens to use the Safer Nagaland app. And the Lok Sabha has passed the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code Amendment Bill 2025 with voice vote yesterday. The bill, which was initially referred to a select committee, has been introduced to further amend the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code 2016 to address procedural delays and interpretational issues among companies and individuals. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned, as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.